Chapter 5. This is the book of Adam's history. In the day that God created Adam, he made him in the likeness of God. Male and female he created them. On the day they were created, he blessed them and named them man. Adam lived for 130 years, and then became father to a son in his likeness, in his image, and he named him Seth. After becoming father to Seth, Adam lived for 800 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. So all the days of Adam's life amounted to 930 years, and then he died. Seth lived for 105 years, and then became father to Enosh. After becoming father to Enosh, Seth lived for 807 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. So all the days of Seth amounted to 912 years, and then he died. Enosh lived for 90 years, and then became father to Kenan. After becoming father to Kenan, Enosh lived for 815 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. So all the days of Enosh amounted to 905 years, and then he died. Kenan lived for 70 years, and then became father to Mahalalel. After becoming father to Mahalalel, Kenan lived for 840 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. So all the days of Kenan amounted to 910 years, and then he died. Mahalalel lived for 65 years, and then became father to Jared. After becoming father to Jared, Mahalalel lived for 830 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. So all the days of Mahalalel amounted to 895 years, and then he died. Jared lived for 162 years, and then became father to Enoch. After becoming father to Enoch, Jared lived for 800 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. So all the days of Jared amounted to 962 years, and then he died. Enoch lived for 65 years, and then became father to Methuselah. After becoming father to Methuselah, Enoch continued to walk with the true God for 300 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch amounted to 365 years. Enoch kept walking with the true God. Then he was no more, for God took him. Methuselah lived for 187 years, and then became father to Lamech. After becoming father to Lamech, Methuselah lived for 782 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. So all the days of Methuselah amounted to 969 years, and then he died. Lamech lived for 182 years, and then became father to a son. He named him Noah, saying,
"This one will bring us comfort from our labor and from the painful toil of our hands because of the ground that Jehovah has cursed."
After becoming father to Noah, Lamech lived for 595 years, and he became father to sons and daughters. So all the days of Lamech amounted to 777 years, and then he died. After Noah reached 500 years of age, he became father to Shem, Ham, and Japheth.